This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
A lot of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, over the last week, we got onto the Holy Ghost rabbit trail on concerning our younger people, that generation, our posterity that's been subjected to everything and protected from nothing, and how they were actually attempting to, in the United States of America, overthrow or turn over a cop car because they wanted to free their friends that were breaking the law. And so we spent some time at the, on the responsible party, train up a child in the way that they will go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. And then the next thing we talked about again is how wisdom is justified by your children. And folks, what I want to talk about today is when we get over to it during the second, third, fourth segment on the radio show today is this. I would advise no one to send his child where the Holy Scriptures are not supreme. Every institution that does not unceasingly pursue the study of God's Word becomes corrupt. Of course it does. I greatly fear that the schools, unless they teach the Holy Scriptures diligently and impress them on the young students, are wide gates to hell. That's exactly right. Well, Bradley, what do you mean? Well, what I'm going to talk about today is I'm going to go back 240 years. And yesterday I was talking about, during one of the segments, how smart were our forefathers? And what was it that they were feeding on? I'm going to get to that, friends, because this is like crazy stuff. They were amazingly smart concerning our forefathers, friends. They were no slouches in any sense of the word. So we're going to get to that. In contrast, I also want to highlight the fact that we were told by William Bennett, the Secretary of Education under Ronald Reagan, for all you Reaganites, he said that the longer that young people stay in school today, he said, in essence, the stupider they become. This is the Secretary of Education under William Bennett. So when you're looking at those protesters, keep in mind that they are a reflection of the older generation. Also keep in mind, to take it another step further, friends, over 700,000 students in the United States of America that graduate every year who are illegally indoctrinated by the federal government by a violation of Article 10 or the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights, indoctrinating them through No Child Left Behind, again, Common Core, and International Baccalaureate. 700,000 students every year in this country that graduate cannot even read their own graduation diplomas. We're going to be talking about, in contrast, on a positive, showing you how smart our forefathers were and what were they, again, feeding on. We're going to talk about that in just a couple moments. Folks, if you'd like to jump over on sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, religious rights, not after Trump win, sonsoflibertymedia.com. What that means, I don't know, but I do know that there's conservatives across the United States of America that are beginning to feel a knife in their back concerning Donald Trump. Just wanted to share that with you. And what is my objective? It applies to all of them. Hold their feet to the fire. Hold them down with the chains of the Constitution. That is every single one that represents we the people, because you don't just relinquish and forfeit your rights, friends, because because your favorite candidate has now become the president of the United States of America. Hey, folks, that's a nice message for your enemy to put you back to sleep, isn't it? He's smiling. He's the guy that we want, so we can just go ahead and relax once again. Who do you think would be behind something like that? The Bible tells us that when men slept, the enemy sowed tares. Well, there's no excuse, America, because this is happening in front of your face. But again, countering what the headline is, friends, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, conservatives across the country are beginning to feel that they have a knife in the back concerning Donald Trump on several of the issues because he's talking in contradiction as to what he was talking about on the campaign trail. Just highlighting. That's all I'm doing, friends. And again, it applies to all of our representatives. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, there's a pro-life group who urges prosecution of illegal New Mexico aborted baby parts trafficking. I mean, I wonder if Grandpa and Grandma ever thought for one moment that they would raise up a generation of people that actually called themselves doctors that would dissect babies inside of the womb. At least that's what we're told. And we found out the opposite of that is true, friends, in many cases concerning these murderers that you've been dummied down to believe are doctors. And not only that, friends, but to not only call them doctors, but to think that they're dissecting babies inside of the womb and then selling their body parts. Do you think Grandpa and Grandma would recognize America today? No, because it runs counter to God's law when he said, thou shalt not kill. And furthermore, Proverbs 6:17 says that God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Sinners do not prosper. Just so you understand, sinners do not prosper. And keep in mind, again, the information given unto us by the Christ, the Son of God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Friends, we have plenty to repent for, let me tell you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com interview. George Soros admits he has no sense of guilt to profiting from Nazi war crimes. Just watched this video yesterday. You need to know who's actually the one flipping the bill as he goes off and buys your representatives. If you want to know who special interest groups are, his name is George Soros. If you want to know who's destroying your country, it's the likes of this international criminal named George Soros that your representatives has sold you out to. It's time to deal with the criminals because we know that they are criminals. Justice is what guards our liberty, so therefore let's be the law, America, because we are one nation under God and by God. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, did you know that illegal aliens defenders rally? This is just crazy stuff. But folks, look at these. You have all these criminals running to the criminal-in-chief named Barack Hussein Obama, that foreign agent in the People's White House that has been tolerated for the last 8 years. Did you know that illegal aliens are flocking to the likes of the criminal in the White House? 750,000 illegal aliens are asking for pardons from Barack Hussein Obama. He does not have the authority to do that, so don't ever fall under the conditions, friends, or I'm sorry, don't ever fall under the delusion that it is legal and the president can do what he wants to do. No, in fact, he cannot, okay? But again, we have illegal alien defenders rally to ask for 750,000 pardons from the criminal himself, Barack Hussein Obama. Folks, it's illegal, just saying. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, millennials, do you support Karl Marx or the Bible? You might be surprised, friends. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple of moments. Either you're going to be ruled by the Word of God or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. It seems that the younger generation prefers the bayonet. They prefer bondage and slavery to that of freedom that God gives, 2 Corinthians 3:17. I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to talk about how smart are our forefathers. Folks, amazingly smart. Some of this information is pretty shocking to think that they were that smart at that young of an age. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of Liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You know, prevention is better than cure. There's no question about it. And I don't know why, but someone posted this yesterday. They said that why is it that the Bibles are giving to young people when they break the law and they end up in prison? I said back to him, I said it would be better if we'd actually bring forth prevention better than cure. Wouldn't it, like, get back to the old school and get back to what our forefathers left us? And what am I saying? I'm saying that they taught us to be ruled by the word of God and not by the bayonet, either God or the tyrant, right? Well, what's happening now is they wait for the crime to be committed, then they give them a Bible in prison. How backwards can you possibly be, friends? I'm saying that for the very purpose that this is what we're going to be talking about. How smart were our forefathers and what were they feeding on? But if you go to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, do you think Grandpa and Grandma would have thought these things that are taking place in our country would be happening? Former inmate sues for being denied the satanic Bible while in prison? I mean, think about this, friends. Former inmate sues for being denied satanic Bible while in prison. How backwards can a nation become, friends? Well, go ahead and take a look. But if we want to go ahead and lay the straight stick next to the crooked one to show you the deviation, this, what we're dealing with today, is not what our forefathers, in any sense of the word, left us. Because, as I said right before the last break, friends, interestingly enough, we were warned by the likes of none other than Martin Luther. And Martin Luther was the great reformer. And keep in mind what he had said, friends, is he said, I would advise no one to send his child where the Holy Scriptures are not supreme. Every institution that does not unceasingly pursue the study of God's Word becomes corrupt. I can just hear somebody say there's lines between church and state. Well, if you're a listener to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, you know that that is found in Article 52 of the USSR. And you probably heard that through the likes of a communist communist organization called the ACLU. And keep in mind, the founder of the ACLU, none other than Roger Baldwin, said that the end of the ACLU is communism. That's not what Thomas Jefferson said. Okay? But going on, every institution that does not unceasingly pursue the study of God's Word becomes corrupt. I greatly fear that the schools, unless they teach the Holy Scriptures diligently, painstakingly, and impress them on the young students, are wide gates to hell. I mean, folks, this is crazy stuff. Here, just let me take you down the road of, oh my goodness, this is crazy thinking. Okay? These are spelling words for elementary students before I show you how smart your forefathers were, okay? And I'm going to tell you some things. It's just like, you got to be kidding me. Because today people think kids are stupid when in fact the opposite is completely true every step of the way. It depends on, friends, how much time you put into those little ones. You're going to get out of them what you put into them, believe me. And also keep in mind, the model of heaven is a child, not an adult. Spelling words for elementary students. You ready for this? Elementary students during our forefather era, okay? Contumelious. Sam, what does, by the way, if you want to call in at any time, please do, and you can define some of these words, and don't cheat. 1-866-582-9933 1-866-582-9933 You can also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean one, Bradley Dean one, for what it's worth. Or you can go over and give us a call, friends, because we'd love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933 And by the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Let's see the fruit of Christ, John 15. Okay? Our forefathers, spelling words for elementary students, contumelious. What is the definition of contumelious, Sam?
It means haughtily, reproachful, insolent, rude, and sarcastic, as contumelious language.
Okay, now how many people out there listening, the average adult, could actually define the word contumelious? But again, showing you how smart our forefathers were, friends, they had to know the definition of contumelious. How about ichthyology? Again, showing you how smart our forefathers were, elementary schools in America, you had to know the definition of ichthyology. It's ichthyology. What does it define out to be, Sam?
It means the science of fishes, or that part of zoology which treats of fishes, their structure, form, and classification.
Okay, now outside of the given that Dad already knew the definition, that I already knew that definition, how many people out there, the average Joe, would know the definition of ichthyology, and I am totally playing? How many? I mean, this is crazy. I mean, this is just unthinkable today. I mean, the average adult doesn't know what that means. How about bronchotomy? Again, friends, bronchotomy. Showing you how smart our forefathers were, they had to know the word bronchotomy, and they also had to know the definition. Sam, the definition of bronchotomy.
It's an incision into the windpipe.
Oh, okay, got you. That's right, that's
right. Between the rings, called also tracheotomy.
Tracheotomy, yeah, got you. Okay, just making sure. Yeah, I knew what that was. I wanted to make sure you knew what it was. Okay, let's go to the next word. These are elementary students. They had to know the words and the definition of loquacious. Okay? L-O-Q-U-A-C-I-O-U-S. Again, friends, showing you how smart our forefathers were, these were words that were in elementary students' textbooks during the foundation of our country. Again, loquacious. Sam, definition.
It means talkative, given to continual talking, loquacious, brawling, ever in the wrong.
Wow. Okay. Loquacious. Okay, yeah, you were right. I just wanted to make sure. I'm just reaffirming that you were right. Mendacity. Spelling words for elementary students. This is what our forefathers were feeding on, friends. I mean, they were intellectual giants for the most part. Mendacity.
It means falsehood.
Falsehood. Armigerius. Armigerius. This is another word for elementary students that our forefathers had to know. In elementary school, friends, armigerius.
It means literally bearing arms.
Bearing arms. Okay, I just wanted to make sure you got that one right. Now, you're on the computer going to the dictionary, right?
Yep.
Okay, well, I'm just reaffirming everything you're telling me, all right? Because I'm not cheating, you are. Okay, here's another one. Vertiginous. Vertiginous. Spelling words for elementary students. Just got a couple more, friends. These were spelling words for elementary schools in the United States of America, and it was in the textbooks of our students to know not only the word, but also the definition.
It means turning round, affected with vertigo.
Wow. Okay, here's another one. Allogeneous. Allogeneous. O-L-E-A-G-I-N-O-U-S. Again, spelling words for elementary students. How smart were our forefathers? How smart were kids in this country? Go ahead.
It means having the qualities of oil, oily.
Okay, oily. Okay. Now one more. Spelling words for elementary students. Acanthus.
It means the plant bears breech or brank yersin, a genus of several species.
I mean, folks, this is crazy stuff. Noah Webster warned long ago the education of youth should be watched with the most scrupulous intention. It is much easier to introduce an establishment of an effectual system than to correct by penal statutes the ill effects of a bad system. The education of youth, said Noah Webster, lays a foundation on which both which law and gospel rest for success. Well, friends, what was the elements of sound education in the United States of America? Number one, you ready for this? Christianity, which produces morality, given to us by knowledge, instilled at school, home, church, and our communities, of course. Now, again, I'm just going to go weave back and forth, but I'm going to show you the magnanimity of great minds, and I'm talking about our forefathers. Did you know that Charles Carroll, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, now again, keep in mind, this counters, friends, what the revisionists. The revisionists of the day wants to tear down our forefathers because they think they have a better idea. They want you to believe that they were smarter than our forefathers. But listen to this, which we all know is untrue. Charles Carroll, signer of the Declaration of Independence, stated, he entered college. Charles Carroll, the signer of the Declaration of Independence, friends, entered college at the age of 10 years old. 10 years old. Fisher Ames, who was an architect of the First Amendment along with George Washington, did you know that he entered Harvard? He entered Harvard at the age of 12 years old. Folks, talking about the magnanimity and the greatness in the intellectual giants known as our forefathers. What was they feeding on and what were they feeding on, friends? And folks, how smart were they? I'm showing you both sides of the sword today. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Okay, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I was talking about how prevention is better than cure. I wanted to bring that quote up by Benjamin Rush, who is also Dr. Benjamin Rush, who is also a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He warned that what would happen if the Bible were ever removed from schools. Listen carefully. If Bibles were ever removed from schools in America, he said, in contemplating the political institution of the United States, I lament that if we remove the Bible from schools, we waste so much time and money punishing crimes and take so little pains to prevent them. For this divine book, above all others, favors that equality among mankind, that respect for just laws and those sober and fragile virtues which constitute the soul of our governments. See, folks, I mean, Americans have been so dummied down by the revisionists. Really, they're communist friends, or they're just reprobates, or they're just blind, is all can be. And they would have it so, because these are the people that could be transported to the sun, and they wouldn't see it because, friends, they don't want to see it. They want you to see things the way that they want you to see things. And that's what they do, is they tear down our forefathers, and they attempt to recreate the image of greatness in magnanimity in their own ungodly reprobate images. So we're making distinction today, and we're clarifying exactly what Martin Luther meant when he said, I would advise no one to send his child where the Holy Scriptures are not supreme. Every institution that does not unceasingly pursue the study of God's Word becomes corrupt. Is this true? Absolutely it is. Martin Luther went on and said, I greatly fear that the schools, unless they teach the Holy Scriptures diligently and press them on the young students, are wide gates to hell. Well, what are our forefathers feeding on? I'm going to share more with you in a moment concerning what they were feeding on in the textbooks in public schools. Charles Carroll, a signer of the Declaration, entered college at the age of 10 years old. Fisher Ames, he entered Harvard at the age of 12 years old. You heard me right. What were these colleges teaching? Well, we'll get to that maybe today or tomorrow. That will be another show. Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, graduated Princeton at the age of 14 years old. He graduated Princeton at 14 years old. And again, friends, just keep in mind, in this country, you're taught you don't have to grow up until you're 25 or 30 years old. Our forefathers taught us just the exact opposite. Charles Carroll, 10 years old, entered college. Fisher Ames entered Harvard at 12 years old. Benjamin Rush graduated Princeton at 14 years old. Well, let's get into greater specificity here, shall we? John Trumbull was a law student under John Adams. He was also a justice in Connecticut, the Supreme Court. At the age of 4 years old, John Trumbull read through the Bible at age 4 years old. He beat a minister in a Greek contest at the age of 6 years old. A six-year-old knew the Bible so well that he beat a minister in a Greek contest at the age of 6 years old. I mean, folks, I remember an individual said that his mom always told him that when he runs out of excuses, then and only then will he get anything done. I mean, these people weren't looking for excuses. They were looking for perfection. They were looking to grow up in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. John Trumbull, 6 years old, beat a minister in a Greek contest. You heard me right. He passed the Yale entrance exam. This is crazy. Sam, look at me. This is crazy stuff, friends. He passed the Yale entrance exam at 7.5 years old. 7.5 years old. What were kids feeding on during the revolution, friends? The Word of God. Parents held him out of college until 13 years old because, of course, they didn't want to embarrass the other students. Well, let's go to Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States of America. He was a POD under, or I'm sorry, a POD, forgive me, a POW under the British. But did you know that he was also a soldier in the American Revolution at the age of 12 years old? Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States of America, is also responsible for saying that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. He got saved by a faithful minister, a preacher named Cargill, who got in his face and told him the truth while everybody else was dancing around him because he was the President of the United States. A faithful witness delivers souls, friends. A flattering tongue spoileth the soul. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed, right? Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. But again, Andrew Jackson, 12 years old, an American Revolution soldier. John Quincy Adams, the 6th president, also son of John Adams, the 2nd president, he performed drills with Minutemen at the age of 8 years old. Folks, he didn't have a little plastic gun in his hand. He was actually performing drills with Minutemen at the age of 8 years old. Isn't it interesting today how the state-controlled narrative is to show you a little kid over in the Middle East, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old with an AK-47 in his hand, and then they put it on the front of a magazine for you to be afraid of your enemy, America? That's not what we're... Folks, we did not come out of the throes of cowards, rest assured. Our republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. Oh, well, our kids, man, you know, you just got to wait until they're 25 years old before you can put anything in their hands. Folks, you might even want to go back into the 50s. Even Time blurted the truth out in their confusion. They used to show and tell in public schools in America, friends. They had they would bring in their rifles to show their friends. That's another show I can run off that branch as well. But again, friends, talking about our forefathers and the smartness and the intellectual giants, folks, the magnanimity of these guys and what they did. Folks, if they were stupid, they wouldn't have been trusted to perform drills with Minutemen at the age of 8 years old. John Quincy Adams also received congressional appointment to be secretary to ambassador to court of Catherine the Great in Russia at the age of 14 years old. He was an ambassador at the age of 14 years old. William Livingston, signer of the Constitution, he lived as a missionary to Indians at the age of 14 years old. He was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. James Ibadell, Supreme Court Justice, appointed to public office in North Carolina to oversee finances in that particular state at the age of 17 years old. You heard me right. What were they feeding on? I mean, the McGuffey readers, folks, taught what? Listen carefully. They're lesson books. You can still buy these today, friends. By the way, you can go to Wall Builders and catch on to them. He's got a whole plethora of these books by McGuffey readers. But wallbuilders.com. The lessons that they were feeding on, friends, were number one, in order. You can go to the books yourself and see what I'm telling you is true. The character of Jesus Christ. This is what our forefathers were feeding on. Number two, the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Number three, extract from the Sermon on the Mount. The extract from the Sermon on the Mount. Number four, Solomon's wise choice. Folks, these were the lessons that our forefathers were learning in elementary school. Solomon's wise choice. Solomon's wise choice, the goodness of God. That's number five. Number six is the gospel invitation. Number seven, see, folks, maybe now this explains to you why the ACLU and all these little ankle biters that constantly take out of context what I say and write about me, this is why they won't get on the radio with me, because they know what I'm telling you is true. Which exposes their lies. This is the job of a Christian, friends, as to what I'm doing right now. Expose darkness, reprove darkness by the light as we follow the light of men. John 1, Ephesians 5. Not in that order. Number 7. Lessons books, McGuffey's lessons book had such lessons as Christian light and hope teaching elementary students in America. Number 8, awake to Zion. And on prayer was number 9. Now they're teaching the Islamic five pillars in public schools in the United States of America. Do you see something wrong with what's going on in your country, friends? You have departed from your foundations. You've departed from your forefathers because you've departed from your God. And in that order, because our forefathers continuously pointed their finger to the crucified one. To the one that sits at the right hand of our Heavenly Father. This is a Christian nation, right, conservatives? This is a Christian nation, right, patriots? This is a Christian nation, right, Christians? Then why don't we start taking it on and quit being so fearful and quit capitulating in the face of those that mean to take away your country that you're so willingly giving over to your enemy even today in this country? And furthermore, I wanted to highlight the ACLU again. You do know that they are attempting to make way for the Islamic five pillars to indoctrinate your children in this country. To show you and to solidify and to reaffirm my point that, folks, they have no constitutional authority in this country whatsoever. Everybody can do it, but the Christian, folks, you've got your gospel backwards. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. I'm just simply highlighting, friends, your history for you right now. That's all I'm doing. I'm highlighting your history. And again, what did Martin Luther rightly say? I would advise no one to send his child where the Holy Scriptures are not supreme. Every institution that does not unceasingly pursue the study of God's Word becomes corrupt. I greatly fear that the schools, unless they teach the Holy Scriptures diligently and impress them on the young students, are wide gates to hell. I want to jump over to some of the slogans concerning some of these colleges and what they were and what exactly it was that they were teaching. I hope you have your seatbelt on for this one, friends. Okay? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars, but by the 1900s that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about the magnanimity of the minds and concerning the minds of our forefathers, friends. We have the longest standing constitution in modern history. And if you look at every state preamble, they all put under God or acknowledging God. The Constitution ends with acknowledging God. The Declaration of Independence acknowledges the Lord four times, where we receive our unalienable rights given unto us. That which preceded the Declaration of Independence, the Mayflower Compact, smacks of nothing but the pulpit, friends. Again, this is right in front of our faces. We need to simply get back to the Christ, friends. I mean, we have a perfect opportunity to make the world anew again every day, because the mercies of the Lord are new every day. We just have to be willing to see it through, right? We do all that we can do and we leave the results up to God, and God is not a man that he should lie. He will not leave himself without witness. And we pray that he does it exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Amen? Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down. We are. We're kicking the hell out and we're getting the heaven in. Amen? Well, let's go over to, and we'll go as far as we can today, on some of these slogans or these philosophies. I'm sorry, not the philosophies, friends, but the slogans that are used in Harvard. For example, Harvard was started by Congregationalists for training ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It produced signers of the Declaration such as John Adams, John Hancock, Samuel Adams, William Ellery, William Hooper, Robert Trent Payne, William Williams, Elbridge Gevrey. Signers of our Constitution, William Samuel Johnson, Rufus King, other prominent leaders that went to Harvard, Fisher Ames, framer of the Bill of Rights, William Cushing, original U.S. Supreme Court Justice, Timothy Pickering, Revolutionary War General, Secretary of War for President Washington and Adams. Harvard trained a number of our founding forefathers. What was its educational philosophy? You ready for this? By the way, this is still at Harvard today. The answer to that question is set forth in Harvard's two mottos. There it is, not slogans, but mottos. Forgive me. They're mottos. For Christ and the church, for the glory of Christ. These were the colleges that our forefathers established and went to, in many cases. And their posterity, and that would be us 240 years later. Again, the answer to the question set forth in Harvard's two mottos concerning the educational philosophy, friends, is for the glory of Christ. You can still see this on the building. How did we get away from that? Now you have a Supreme Court justice named Alina Kagan, who's never judged a case a day in her life, who was the dean at Harvard. She is known for attacking your military, and she's also known for queerifying Harvard. Well, you want to talk about a major contradiction. You want to talk about a major nation that's turned upside down when it comes to judgment. Read Isaiah 59. Harvard's directive to students, let every student be plainly instructed and consider well that the main end of his life and studies is to know God in Jesus. This is the directives given by Harvard, which is eternal life, John 17:3. And therefore to lay Christ in the bottom is the only foundation of all sound knowledge and learning. Folks, this is your history. His death story. The directive continues at Harvard. Everyone shall so exercise himself in reading the scriptures twice a day that he shall be ready to give such an account of his proficiency therein. I have yet to have anybody call in and say that we're not a Christian nation. Oh, I'm sorry, I did. I had an atheist one time. And I told him, you don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? He got the point real quick. Then I took him to the Mosaic Institution called Common Law. He didn't have anything to say. Sincerely, I didn't backhand him. He was a cool guy. But he was misled. He needed to open his eyes. Therefore, he was looking for someone to give him the truth, so I did. Right? This is just incredible. What about Yale, also started by Congregationalists for training ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Not a bunch of arrogant lawyers who don't know the law. Not a bunch of arrogant lawyers who take away the keys of knowledge as they destroy your country and then go into politics and then destroy your nation, right? One and the same. Declaration signers from Yale, Lyman Livingston, Lewis Morris, Oliver Wolcott, signers of the Constitution from Yale, Abraham Baldwin, Jared Ingersoll, William Livingston, other prominent leaders from Yale, Noah Webster, famous educator. Oh, by the way, at the beginning of his dictionary, Webster's 1828, it has a picture of him and it has an inscription right under it. It says, taught millions to read and not one to violate God's moral law, 1 John 3:4, sin. Zephaniah Swift, author of the first American law book. James Kent, leading judge, father of American jurisprudence. Yale admonishes students. Above all, have an eye to the great end of all your studies, which is to obtain the clearest conceptions of divine things and to lead you to a saving knowledge of God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. John 14:6. Yale's requirements. All scholars are to live a Christian life and blameless life according to the rules of God's Word, diligently reading the Holy Scriptures and constantly attending all the duties of the Christian religion. What of Princeton? Man, we are tearing down our father's altars, are we not? And we thank God for his anointing, Isaiah 10, that breaks the yoke of bondage. For so many that are lost, if you're looking for the lighthouse, I'm telling you his name is Jesus. He is the Christ. He's the risen one. And we, the church, are called to be witnesses of the resurrection. This is what we're doing, is giving witness by the power of the Holy Ghost to his word and to your history. What about Princeton? You ready for this one? Started by Presbyterians to train ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It produced signers of the Declaration, Richard Stockton, Benjamin Rush, signers of the Constitution from Princeton, Gunning Bedford, cool name, dude, Jonathan Dayton, James Madison, the father of our Constitution, William Patterson, other prominent leaders from Princeton, Oliver Ellsworth, Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, Henry Lee, general in the American Revolution, William Bradford, George Washington's Attorney General, John Witherspoon, the president of Princeton University, signer of the Declaration, stated what he required of his students. You ready? Every student shall attend worship in the college hall morning and evening, and shall attend public worship on the Sabbath. There shall be assigned to each class certain exercises for their Christian instruction, and no student belonging to any class shall neglect them.
You can't tell me what to do. I'm going to give you a pink slip, professor, if you do, or I'm going to go get me an attorney so I can go ahead and help those crooked attorneys that Jesus damned in Matthew 23 to go ahead and tear away at your authority at every given step.
Witherspoon taught he is the best friend to American liberty, who is most sincere and active in promoting true and undefiled religion, and who sets himself with the greatest firmness to bear down on profanity and immorality of every kind. He said, "Whosoever is an avowed enemy of God, I hesitate not," said John Witherspoon, "to call him an enemy to his country." Folks, 1793, Ben Franklin said there's no such thing as an atheist in this country. Infidelity, unfaithfulness to your spouse, was unheard of. And bad examples to our youth were unheard of. Witherspoon taught that a true friend to liberty and to America would promote Christianity and bear down on profanity and immorality at every step. Furthermore, in 1860, 262 of 288 college presidents were ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Has God shed his grace upon you? You better bet your bottom dollar he has. Has God blessed America? You better bet your bottom dollar he has. Now he looks to the church, America, to begin to obey and bless him back to the glory of his son, Jesus Christ, who died for the sins of the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, friends. In 1890, survey of state universities conducted by James Angell, the president of the University of Vermont and University of Michigan, found that over 90% of colleges had chapel services. And they were feeding on the word constantly, weren't our forefathers? And our colleges were delivering, and they were keeping the precepts given unto them by the Most High God to preach the gospel to every creature. That's the Great Commission, Mark 16:15. 50% had compulsory chapel. 25% required of colleges in the United States required church attendance. So folks, talking about the magnanimity of the minds of Christ, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. You know who they were following, don't you? Do I need to say it? We follow the Christ here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com because that's what our forefathers gave unto us, and that is for their posterity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.